This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm so very pleased every time our next guest joins us here on the air. It's my friend Jane Paul from Early On in Crow. Hi, Jane.
It is always good to be back here, even if you have to track me down now and then. And
it's true. You're not that hard to find, but sometimes you can be elusive. But anyway, we've nailed you down. You're here today, and like I said, we really enjoy having you in to have these chats about early childhood education. The feedback we get is always so positive.
Well, you know what? I think it's an exciting time to be involved in this whole area. We have all the science that goes with all the anecdotes that we grew up with our parents and our grandparents. And it's just, you know, it's a good time to be here helping out people. So
absolutely. And I love the topic. We've got a few that we're going to go over here, but I really love the topics that you've suggested for today. We'll get right into one here. Thanksgiving tips. Of course, the long weekend is almost upon us. And mainly, we sort of think about ourselves and the big dinner and the adults and so on and so forth, but we really have to give consideration to our younger ones, too.
We do. And I mean, anytime we get together for a big family celebration, stress increases, right? And you know me, I'm a fan of Stuart Shanker, our wonderful Canadian, who has researched stress and the body and what it does to us and parenting and young kids. And, you know, Thanksgiving is a time that, I mean, I love it. First of all, we're out in Lanark Highlands, and the trees are gorgeous. You know, other than the hot spell we're in right now, the weather has been wonderful. It's just a great time to be alive out there. Everything is bright and beautiful. And then comes Thanksgiving, and we think, oh, you know, this is so wonderful. We're going to get together. And then all the chores come in. You and I were just talking about when we have little people around us again, how exhausting it can be. We love it, and it's energizing, but it takes a lot out of us. And anytime we have a big celebration like Thanksgiving, it's like that too. So just a couple of things to keep an eye on. Number one, you've had the fire departments in talking about cooking fires and that kind of stuff. Make sure you're up to snuff. If you're going to cook this weekend, don't leave anything on the stove. That kind of stuff. But also, there are other things that are brewing in the background. Remember that all the traditions that your parents had and your grandparents had, if they serve you well, then do them, right? If it's something that brings you joy and makes life better, then we want to include it. But there are a lot of things that come home that we think we should be doing. These are the shoulds we've talked about before, that we should be doing that aren't necessarily things that we have to do. And so if you find that it's not serving you very, very well, then just put it on the shelf. You know, respect it and be there. One of the big things in our house, because we have a farm and it tends to be home for many, many different parts of our families, because everybody loves to come out to the farm, right? Is when all these people descend, and when our kids were little, everybody, you know, wanted to come in and give them a hug and a kiss, and our kids are kind of going, you know, who are you and what are you doing? One of the things we really need to remember is to be respectful with our kids. Make sure we give them grace and space, and don't force them to hug, you know, Auntie Marge and give her a big kiss when she comes in or when she's leaving. Just remember that, you know, they have their personal space just like we have our personal space. And if we want to teach them to be safe in the world, then we also have to teach them to pay attention to their own feelings. And if they get that kind of yucky no feeling, this doesn't feel good, we need to back off and we need to respect that and give them some space. And that's one of the ways that they're going to keep themselves safe, you know, as they're growing up in the world outside, by thinking about how they're feeling, how their body is reacting. And we need to allow them to do that, to learn that that's okay.
And another thing, we have a responsibility as parents to let Auntie Marge know that, you know, little boyo doesn't like it when people come in and hug him and kiss him. He's, you know, he's pretty particular and with people that he's familiar with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really important. It's, we're not only educating our children, we're educating our families and the people around us as well. You know, and you hit a big part there. When they do that, they are, you know, as a parent educator, my heart does the happy dance. You know, other parents are going, oh no, you know, somebody's going to take offense. But I go, hey, there's a brain that's sorting and classifying. You are my people. You are sort of my people, but not in the same way. And they're making sense of the world and sorting everything out. And that is a huge part of what young kids do as they're growing up.
Just before we move on to the next one, is COVID a factor here? Because a lot of these children grew up at a time, like spent very formative toddler years, if you will, at a point where we were being told, stay away from other people. You know, keep, you know, you have your mom and dad or your grandma and grandpa, whoever you're living with, sort of keep away from other people. And does that sort of translate to further down the road, because that's all they've known?
Yeah, and actually that's been a big topic of conversation in the last little while. There's a lot of different parts to this puzzle here, a lot of different pieces. COVID is definitely one of them. I remember at the beginning of COVID, we were doing our music circle outside, and everybody had their, you know, 6-foot mat and 6 feet to the next person. And we had this little toddler who'd had enough of circle time and headed up and was just kind of playing around on the grass on the outside, saw somebody coming down the walking path and took off just hell-bent for leather, you know, just go, 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 and immediately stopped 6 feet in front of this person.
Wow.
That was their world. You know, this was new to us. He knew he wasn't supposed to go all the way up to them, but stood there and waved and smiled and, you know, was the little Walmart greeter there. And COVID has taught us a lot of those things. And it kind of comes back to that thing that we were talking about with the shoulds. If it serves you and it's still a good thing to do, then we're going to keep that. But we also need to look at some of the things that have come up with COVID and decide whether there's something we want to do right now and are still serving us, or whether it's something we're going to relax a bit on. So again, I mean, here I am. I don't know if you can hear it out there, but I've got a bit of a sinus thing going on here, and I'm really careful not to be too close to people, keeping my distance from them, masking up if I have to go out in public, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, those are just good things that are probably going to stay with me forever. Even though it's not COVID, it's still a cold and it's germs. So you want to take the pieces that work for you. And of course, these guys have had a lot of learning that put that in. There was, you know, it was my way or the highway with this kid. There's no choice. This is the way it has to be. Now we're a little more relaxed with that. I think we were expecting a lot more problems in the social areas than we're actually seeing. And it's just one more thing that tells us kids are so resilient. They're just so resilient and can go with the flow. So make those decisions in your own family, but do realize that these guys have had a lot of learning coming through COVID that maybe don't have to be followed quite as closely, but we're not quite ready to put it on the shelf yet.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. With Thanksgiving coming up, it's also a great time to start practicing gratitude or to talk about it with your young ones.
Mm-hmm. There was a great little exercise we put out on Facebook a while ago, because we have a lot of Facebook pages. If you're looking for us on Facebook, put in the name of where you live, like Perth or Carlton Place or Smith Falls, followed by early on playgroups, and you'll get a page for your area. And one that kept cropping up all over the place was to take a pumpkin and, you know, earlier on, before Thanksgiving, even back in September, just put down things that you're thankful for on it with a magic marker. And by the time Thanksgiving comes, it's full of things. And they're not always the big things. I mean, I'm thankful for a lot of the things. The fact that we get to come in here to Lake 88 and talk to people, we're thankful for that. But sometimes it's the very tiny things. You know, the way the sunshine comes through the clouds mm-hmm. on a day when we've had clouds all the time. The way the squirrels chase each other right now out through the fallen leaves. Little things like that. And I think it's important to remember that when we practice gratitude in there, we're really talking about raising our resiliency skills in there, because it brings all those feel-good hormones up when we do practice and we think about things that we appreciate, and that's really good for our mental health. And we're all about mental health right now, and we're going to talk a little bit about that right at the end of today. But it's one of those things when we do practice gratitude and we stop and we look for the things that make us happy, it gives us hope, it gives us positivity. And people are talking a lot about glimmers right now. We talk about triggers that raise our anxiety and give us trouble. Glimmers are the opposite of that. So the other end of the spectrum, glimmers are things that help us anchor back to the world in a positive way. So take time just to stop and think about what makes me feel good. Do I feel good about things I see, things I do, things that other people do for me, things that are in my life? Keeping track of those helps open up our brain and we start to see more of the glimmers, more of the highlights. When we're stuck in that negativity, and I'm one of those people, I don't do well with change, but give me a little bit of time to unlock and then I can see all the positive parts of it. So when we practice doing that, then our brain starts to open up and see more of that around us. And that is really good for our mental health.
Excellent. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here to this part where you've highlighted here in the name of time here, because I do want to get to the upcoming workshops that you have. That's very important.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I love this. Is the honeymoon over at school?
So that was when we were talking about just stress and positive mental health. That popped into my head, and I sent that off because I wanted to make sure I talked about that. And this is actually a good segue into our workshops. So we... when we're trying to be positive about things, this is the time of year that we put up one of our special workshops called Kids Have Stress Too. Because at this time of year, a lot of our kids, mostly our JK kids, so some of them are still 3 at this point, and some of them are already 4, but they come into school and they, you know, many of them just absolutely flourish. They love it. They love being there with friends. And for the month of September, everything is great and it's wonderful. And there's so many things to do, and then October comes, and partway through October to the end, all of a sudden they start to get drained of all energy. So one of the things that we do is we have this one night workshop that looks at how we see anxiety and stress in kids, what some of their shoulds are in there. And we want people to realize that it is going to get better, but for a little while in here when they are absolutely exhausted, literally from playing with friends and peers out there all day long, they just kind of lose it when they come home. They are going to build up a little bit more sustainability over the next month. And by the end of November and into December, it tends to get better. But right now, I tell you, if that honeymoon is over, don't worry. You can still be thankful that they're enjoying school and be glad that that's there. Join us. Check on our website for when that's going to be. It's coming up. But do join us for Kids Have Stress Too. And know that kids can get stressed out around this holiday that's coming up. They're already done in from school. And so this holiday weekend coming up can add a little bit more and they can get kind of miserable for a little while. And we're just, again, going to give them some space and grace. We're going to respect the fact that they're dealing with this and just back off a little bit and give them a do-over and a do-over and a do-over if they need it.
And a do-over.
And a do-over, yeah.
And a do-over, for sure. Any other workshops or events that you want to mention?
Yeah, so coming up a week from today, actually the day of your radio telethon, right?
Yeah.
Next Thursday is Littles in Language. So if you have a little one and you're curious about how they acquire language or if they're struggling, you can log on Zoom with us. You just have to message me at Crow Parent Education on Facebook and join us for some information on how to help them with their language and what to expect, what's normal, and what to worry about. One of my favorites we've just brought back now that COVID is winding down a bit, it's still here, but face painting for dummies. So that's going to happen here in Perth where we are now on October the 18th. Come and join us. It's for adults. It's also for kids that are 10 and up. They need to come with an adult, but it is a lot of fun. I don't have a lot of artistic talent, but we've had a mom who helped show us how to use our brushes and do really well. So you will be surprised at what you can do, even if you think you have no talent. So that's coming up. Kids Have Stress Too, we talked about on October the 25th. That's going to happen in Smith Falls. Potty Time, another Zoom, is going to be a Thursday on November 23rd, so the end of November. If you're dealing with that, you know, give me a shout and I'll send you the link. And then our Good Discipline, Good Kids coming up at the beginning of November. But so those are the ones that I'm doing, and you know, from now to sort of the end of November. But we have two very special guests coming in. We have Karen Moore, who is a good friend of mine. And she is going to do three workshops on a conversation about children's mental health and well-being. So November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, one's going to be in the evening, one in the day, and on the 4th, it's a Saturday, and it's going to be an open conversation about that, and she's going to give us lots of information. But the Saturday is something I'm really waiting for. It's going to target, everyone's welcome to come, but it's going to target grandparents. We have a lot of grandparents raising our grandkids or stepping in and being caregivers, because caregiving is hard right now. There's not a lot of spaces in the county, as you well know. So we have grandparents stepping in to do that. So come and join us for Karen's talk on mental health and how grandparents are going to manage that, their mental health, their children's mental health, and their grandchildren's mental health, because it's very special when we walk that fine line in there between our children and our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, other guest we have coming in is Dr. Aaliyah Hoffman, another one of my favorite people, was a playgroup mom many years ago when her kids were small. November 25th, 27th, 28th, she's going to come and talk about mindfulness and how you can use it to improve your own well-being. So again, it's going to be a morning, an evening, and a Saturday. And she, her special piece is that on November the 28th, she's going to do Mindfulness is a Superpower. So if you have a child from 7 to 11, bring them. You come with them. They don't come alone. You come together. But she's going to target on how to help those kids use mindfulness to increase their mental well-being as well. So that's going to be really exciting. I'm going to have to go find a 7-year-old somewhere just so that I can go. So for those ones, for my workshops, you just message me at Crow Parent Education. For Karen and Aaliyah, just call the office at 613-283-0095, extension 0, or message reception at crowlanark.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Jane. I really appreciate that. Obviously, a lot going on. And as you said, those Facebook pages, a great place to get things done. Want to thank you, Jane, for being here on another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. We will be back with another edition tomorrow here on Lake 88.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.